It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader as we discuss arts and cultural activities of the weekend. Rich, Lexington Children's Theater has a big production this weekend, a Rodgers and Hammerstein production.
That's right. And, you know, we're going to talk about a couple of summer traditions here. And this has become one of them. It's the Children's Theater's annual summer family musical, where they make a point of encouraging families to audition together, or members of families to audition, and kind of put a premium on getting them in the shows together, just to, you know, to see how the dynamics work, and you know, have them have kids and their parents work together in shows. And it's always, it seems, turned out to be a lot of fun. And they always pick a big musical, and this year it's Cinderella, which, you know, the last few years they've done a few newer shows like Shrek and things like that. But this really brings back a classic in a form that's a little bit different than people are used to seeing it. People are very used to the Walt Disney version of Cinderella, but this was Rodgers and Hammerstein's take on it, and a really fun show. You know, you still have the Wicked Stepsisters doing their thing and being very buffoonish in this iteration of it, but at the center of it you have that classic story of the very put-upon girl who ends up in the arms of Prince Charming at the end.
And I know there are some dancers in the area who are hoping for clear skies for their production at Woodland Park this weekend.
Anybody who puts on an outdoor production is hoping for clear skies. They'll tell you it can rain overnight, it can rain on other days, but please, please do not rain on my show. Certainly that's what the organizers of Ballet Under the Stars have always hoped for, and for 25 years now. This weekend will be the 25th edition of Ballet Under the Stars, and it has been presented over the years with various groups. The Lexington Ballet started it back in 1990. Then for a few years it was done by an independent group of dancers brought together for the show. Then Kentucky Ballet Theater has done it for a few years. And the last few years, Ballet Theater and the Lexington Ballet shared the stage. This year it's going to focus on Kentucky Ballet Theater, and a real interesting mix of pieces from some real classical ballet, including an extended piece in the second half, to some very modern works, including a work choreographed by Kurt Hathaway, who was the founder of Ballet Under the Stars back in 1990 when he was with the Lexington Ballet. So it's going to be a real celebration of the tradition that's grown there, and also looking ahead to the future of ballet in Lexington.
I guess we're some weeks away from the start of the new season for NBC's Saturday Night Live, but one of the current cast members is going to be in the area this weekend.
That's right, and that's a real a rarity. I think the last time we had a current cast member, and he's no longer on the show, in Lexington was when Seth Meyers appeared at UK a few years ago for a really hilarious show at the Singletary Center. But Comedy Off-Broadway has certainly had a chair of former cast members of Saturday Night Live come through. But this weekend they're getting Jay Farrow, who has been with the show several years and will be, to the best of my knowledge, coming back this year as a part of the cast. And so it'll be a chance to see what he's like when the skits are not being written for him, and when he's being himself on stage.
Sounds like a fun weekend. We're going to be kept laughing as well as otherwise entertained through the weekend. Rich Copley, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.